Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. This episode is for young professionals who think the office will crumble down without them. We're calling it, you're not that essential, use your PTO. PTO stands for paid time off, and if you have it, you need to take it. And I'll tell you what I think is really funny. I need this reminder just as much. I was talking to my team about what the next episode should be about, and what came up was, use your time off. Because my team that works for me at the digital ad agency that I run with my husband, they know how important I think it is for them to take their PTO. But when it came to me, when they brought that up, I actually said, that would mean I'm a hypocrite because I don't take my time off. Now, my time off isn't paid as the owner. It's a whole different thing, you know, going on here. But what I discovered is that my own fears of being, you know, away from my desk or not, you know, plugged into our company and what was happening and how I could contribute, I had a lot of fear around that, what if something fell apart while I was gone? But the reality is, it's really funny, is that I could take a week off. And because we work at home and we weren't going anywhere, if I needed to step in and take care of something, it takes 5 minutes, you know, it's not a big deal. So before recording this episode, I forced myself to take my 5 days off. I hadn't taken 5 days off in about 5 years. So how did I do? I did okay. I worked probably most days for just a few minutes, checking in on emails, answering questions, making sure things were flowing like they should, right? I probably shouldn't have even done that, but baby steps. And as the owner of a company, this is the first time I've ever owned a company. So I'm still learning. And I got through that 5 days and nothing fell apart. Nothing happened that was, you know, a terrible mistake. Everything is fine. The clients are still happy. It's all good. So I am learning what I'm teaching. They say, if you want to learn something, teach it and you'll learn it that much more. So I guess what I'm saying is that if my company can survive without me for a week, and it could have, then your company can survive without you for a week or even two. I mean, sometimes 2 weeks is a really great extended time to refresh, decompress. When I used to work for other companies, I would say vacation's not a vacation until you forget that you work. And that can take a couple of weeks. So if you've relaxed enough in another country or on a beach or, you know, in the woods or, you know, in, you know, some wonderful place, try to get to the point where you forget that you work, because that's when you know that you have actually decompressed and rested and become a human being again. Because a lot of us spend our time being human doings. Me in particular, I've always got to be doing something. And if I'm not doing something, sometimes I feel like I'm not a productive person. And if you're not a productive person, you're not contributing. And oh my God, you know, so I'm learning myself that lesson. I'd love you to learn it sooner. As most of my lessons, I prefer that you learn them sooner than I did, so you can have more years of good professional living. So anyway, PTO should be non-negotiable, and there's reasons for it. It's good for your health. It's good for your career. And it's really, really good for your creativity, which no matter what field you're in, one of the things you do when you're at work is you create whatever it is that you create, and your unique ideas and contributions will flow much easier when you are rested and refreshed. So remember that. That's really important. So why don't people take their time off? You know, lots of different reasons. Some of us are afraid if we take the time off, maybe we forgot to do something before we left. And if they can't reach us, things will fall apart. people will think I'm lazy. My boss may think that I would rather hang out with my wife and my kids than, you know, work, which is true. But a lot of us want our bosses to think, you know, a certain thing about us and believe certain things. And we may feel that PTO puts, you know, puts some negative things on us. It doesn't. It really doesn't. If this is a toxic environment that you're in, and toxic productivity and people working while they're on vacations is the norm, you may think about going to another company because your PTO should be important. We could learn a lot from the Europeans. We have a global client, and when they're on vacation, they are on vacation. In a lot of countries overseas, it is actually illegal for the employer to contact the employee on their time off or their vacation. That would be amazing in the US. We don't do that here, but maybe we should. I used to say when I worked for other people, I worked for a production company in the, I think it was in the 90s, late 90s. And because this was pre a lot of email kind of things, I used to say a vacation wasn't a vacation until the FedEx truck came. And the FedEx truck typically came at least once to every one of my vacations when I worked for this organization for 5 years. It was one of the reasons that I left, is the boss was immersed and lived his business, and he really expected you to do the same thing. And that often meant not taking vacation or not taking time off or staying late unexpectedly, all those kinds of things that I would never want my team to do and would never recommend you do. You are entitled to have a life. And when you prioritize having a life, you become a better employee. And a good manager knows that. So remember that too. A good manager knows that PTO is critical to keeping their team from getting burned out and unhappy. So just things to remember. So let's take a minute for a reality check. You are valuable to your employer, but you are not irreplaceable. And that's okay. What actually will happen if you take your paid time off is people will miss you. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. In a lot of cases, people will understand more clearly the part that you play at the office when you're not there. Systems will adapt. People will step in. People will find what they need to find. They'll get what they need to get. And better yet, you will gain perspective. You are not stealing time from your employer. You are taking something that has been given to you, which is compensation. Paid time off is compensation. And employers use it often to entice people. If you're at a place getting 2 weeks vacation, your new employer may say, hey, I'll give you 4 weeks as a way of bringing you into the fold at the new company. It is a benefit. And when you don't take that time off, you're essentially gifting your employer free labor. And you don't need to do that. So that's the reality of it. You are valuable, not irreplaceable. And PTO is a benefit that they are giving to you. You are entitled to it. If you don't do it, you're giving your employer free labor. Stick that one up there. Remember it. Next time you fill out that vacation request form, give it a couple extra days because you deserve it. So the benefits of a break are another thing to really look at when you think that maybe you shouldn't take that time off, because taking a break, being refreshed, resting your mind, resting your, you know, your thought process, your brain burns a lot of mental calories when you are working, and it can get tired. And taking time off gives you clarity that you don't have when you're just constantly hustling. Taking a break gives you fresh eyes. I think you make better decisions when you get back to the office. Not only that, but it's better for your physical health, stress reduction. You can get a sleep reset. I know when I took my 5 days off that I'm just coming back from on Monday, I nap a lot. Oh my God, naps are so good for your mental clarity. Just taking a break, shutting down in the middle of the day and letting your brain rest, letting your body rest. You can do that on vacation. You wouldn't necessarily do that when you're working. And it's good for you. So you are also helping yourself avoid burnout. When you are constantly hustling, and like I've been doing for 5 years, when you're constantly hustling, I think the lows are lower The times when you may feel a little down about your job or you're having a really hard day, that hard day may feel harder if you have truly put everything into your job and not enough into your personal life. So that's another big part of PTO is just you are entitled to a personal life. And if you don't have one, you will burn out a lot faster. And your lows, I truly believe from my own personal experience, those lows that are inevitable in careers will be lower because you won't have the stamina to bounce back like you would if you were truly taking care of yourself. And PTO is self-care. So how can you use your PTO without getting anxious? This isn't hard. It really isn't hard. Plan your exit. Monday before you're departing, make yourself a list. Here's all the things that I have to take care of before I leave on Friday afternoon. And make sure that you have got a very clear people designated to handle the different things that may need to be handed off, that you have told the team, reminded them at the end of the week in case there's anything they need to ask you about or, you know, have you take care of, that maybe the boss had something they wanted to get to you and they forget that you're leaving on Friday and are expecting you there on Monday with this thing that they want. Before you leave, a few days before you leave, remind your boss, hey, I'm going to be out next week. Is there anything you need? If you do, please let me know. And that helps them, you know, deal with that separation as well. Because as a boss, when you have really good employees, it can be anxiety provoking to have them go on vacation. So prep everybody for your departure. Use that out of office time like a boss. Don't check your email. Have clear boundaries. If somebody calls you, don't pick up when they first call you. Listen to the message. If it's really urgent, call them back. But it may not be because some people will think, oh, she's just at the airport. I'll just catch her before she gets on the plane. Or, oh, I'm sure they're not at the beach yet. I'll just ask her a quick question. When you're on vacation, don't pick up the phone. Listen to the message and then determine if you need to call back. Don't fake PTO, which a lot of people do, myself included. And that means you're working in secret. You know, maybe you're back at the hotel room while, you know, hubby and the kids go down to the pool. You pull out your laptop and you're trying to get a couple things done. Don't do that. It defeats the purpose of extended time that you have to yourself. So totally unplug. Even if you are on a, you know, what we call a staycation, even if you decide that you're just going to take time off and work around the house, still use that time as recovery and rest. Sure, clean the basement, you know, plant your garden, but take a nap, binge watch some really great TV, go to a park or take a hike or do something that you normally wouldn't do so that it truly is different than what you would do during, you know, a regular work week. So anyway, that's what I've got for you today. So wrapping it up, taking your paid time off is not slacking. It's a strategic decision that helps you create a better future for yourself. I mean, seriously, if you don't take your vacation, you're going to get sick. You're risking getting sick. You're risking getting burned out. And you just aren't going to be as sharp as you would be if you did. So not slacking. It's strategic. So my challenge is, after you listen to this episode, go grab your calendar and take some time off. Even if it's some three-day weekends this summer, if it's a week off to go on vacation in November or even next year, schedule a trip to Europe. Schedule a trip to somewhere you've always wanted to go. Pay for it in advance. And guess what? You have to go because you've already paid for it. So I'm challenging you to do that. Get that PTO on your calendar. And make sure that you take that time, enjoy that time, and think about work mom if you think about checking your email or calling anybody. So again, that's what I've got for you. Lori Joves signing off. WorkMomSays.com is my website. There's a contact form there. I am also an open networker on LinkedIn. So feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. Happy to take your suggestions for topics or guests. Answer professional questions if you have a challenge, and maybe I can cover it in an episode. And I also have a book on Amazon. Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot, 38 Lessons You Don't Want to Learn the Hard Way. Pick up a copy. There are 38 lessons that I learned the hard way that I hope you can avoid the trauma drama that I went through early in my career. So take care, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says...
Don't be an idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at LORIWorkMomSays.com. That's Lori at WorkMomSays.com. And remember...
Don't be an idiot.